Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Milan and Barrett sit at the dinner table almost every night to eat a meal together. We try and keep the TV off, and it's a chance for us to talk about what's going on in each of our lives. And Barrett mentions last week this Momo challenge thing. Mm-hmm. And neither Lana and I know what it is or have heard of it. Lana jumps on the internet real quick and sees this image of this very scary character. Is it maybe a comic book character or
it's
something?
It's a Japanese horror art that people had taken and they've appropriated, and they made up this challenge, right, supposedly. And then news stations were running with it, running with the story, and nobody did bother to fact check,
right,
if this is actually happening. And what it was supposedly about was, it was challenging, if it showed up in a video on YouTube or something like that, then it would challenge kids to commit suicide or other crazy, harmful acts.
Right. So,
and it never actually happened, but it's kind of like became like an urban legend.
But so my son mentions it to me, and that all of these kids in his class are now talking about it. My son's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And
that's
just
a really heavy subject.
And they think it's real.
And it caught me completely off guard. So I reached out to our good friend, Dr. Stuart Ablon, who is with, he's the director of Think Kids in the Department of Psychiatry at Mass General. Good morning, Dr. Ablon. How are you?
Good morning, Carson. Nice
hey.
To hear from you. How are you?
Good to have you. Next time we'll have to have you in studio for mm-hmm. this. We always love when you stop by.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think you just heard briefly my explanation of what happened, and it caught me off guard. And I, to be honest with you, I wasn't prepared to deal with it. And that's kind of why I asked you on the show this morning, is maybe next
help
time.
Help me, parent.
Right.
Could you stop by the house for dinner tomorrow? What are you doing?
You know, when a parent finds themselves in this situation where they're not equipped with all the information, what's the best way to deal with it?
Right. Well, you know, first thing I would just say here is how disturbing this is, mm-hmm. right? That this stuff's going around the internet, and it's just a reminder of all of the confusing things that 8-year olds these days are exposed to. But to answer your question directly, Carson, you know, I think the first most important thing to do is to listen and ask questions. Our natural instinct as parents is to try to react and figure out what to do. The most important thing we can do when one of our kids is bringing up something disturbing, confusing, something we don't know anything about, is to ask a bunch of questions.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that like to ascertain like where they found out, you know, from who, or just more of what information they know about the topic?
Well, what information they know, but less than that. I mean, it's not really sort of detective work. Mm-hmm. You know, you can hop on the internet and do your own detective work afterwards. What's most important is how your kid's reacting to this.
Mm-hmm. What they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. What do they feel about
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, it's really hard to bite our tongue and not jump in with our own reaction. And so what's most important is ask questions, reflect back to your kid what you're hearing from them. And then it's okay to acknowledge, you know, I haven't heard of this Momo challenge, and I'll have to look into it. But wow, it sounds incredibly scary.
Do you want seconds? I just tried to change the
potatoes.
They're good.
Would you like some more milk with your food? I mean,
it's
honestly,
okay to ask those questions.
No, it absolutely is. But I felt so ill-equipped, and my wife is now trying to mouth to me, kind of behind him, like what's going on, what she's reading on the internet.
So, what words did Barrett use when he came home?
She said it to him, so I didn't hear all that what was he was saying to her, because mm-hmm. they had the conversation prior to sitting at the mm-hmm. table, and then she was asking some other questions about it by the time I joined the conversation.
I see.
So I hadn't even heard of this Momo challenge thing or this hoax.
Now, Dr. Ablon, how sometimes when kids talk about things on the internet, they believe it as gospel, and how as a parent is it that you can convey to them that not everything on the internet is real? Is that, because that seems like it's a very difficult thing to get across to even adults sometimes. I know I have a problem with my mom on that all the time.
Well, this is the irony, though. The reason this Momo challenge is an issue is actually not because of kids being misled. It's because mm-hmm. of adults being misled. also, you know, the story of how you shouldn't believe everything you see on the internet. Actually, it's the adults who really need to follow that message.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think this is an opportunity to say to your kids that, you know, after looking into this, what you understand is that adults got very scared about something that actually wasn't really happening and kept talking and spreading the information. So it's a great example mm-hmm. of how there's a lot that can happen on the internet that's confusing and disturbing and not real. And so ultimately, you know, the best thing that can happen as a result of all this is that your kid is talking to you. And I think that's where you want this conversation to
right.
conclude
mm-hmm.
is if they see something that's upsetting, that worries them, that they're confused about, that you hope that they will come talk to you. And so, Carson, the really good news is that Barrett was coming and talking to you. That's
oh,
exactly
he talks.
Yeah.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Dr.
Silence
Stuart Avalon.
Tonight.
Dr. Avalon, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning.
My pleasure. My daughter, Paige, misses you guys. Maybe
come
I'll
back anytime.
Yeah, totally.
We would
yeah.
love to have you.
All right. Take care, folks.
All right.
Bye,
Dr. Stuart Avalon. Again, he is the director of Think Kids in the Department of Psychiatry at Mass General Hospital. And it is interesting to see adults that like ran with this
yeah.
this
it's,
Momo Challenge hoax.
But also I think we're always first to say, well, no, it's not. Or here's what it is. Instead of just saying, how do you feel? Like, I think listening is something
yeah,
we don't
really
do very well.
Really
his advice
point.
Is always the simplest thing that you don't think of.
Yeah.
Right. You always think of it's going to be something more complex or anything.
Right.
And his advice is, it's literally Mr. Rogers.
Right.
It's listen. It's listen to your kid and tell him it's okay to feel that way.
And use your feeling words.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.